here at Brighton Fringe, day one at the Warren, with somebody who doesn't just direct one show in the Fringe, he directs two. So let's have a catch-up interview with Jessica Cheetham. Tell us the title of both shows.
We've got Operation Love Story, which is about to start in a minute, and we've got Stamp.
So did you just happen to be directing both, or do they join together somehow?
They do join together. They're both storytelling shows that take on very different forms. One's a live theatre game show, and one's a solo storytelling show. And they just all both link up with our kind of style of being very live and honest and open with the audience.
What makes you decide to bring two shows to the Fringe?
We've been developing Stamp for more than a year, so that's been very much our kind of experimental piece. And so then we've been developing lots of different ways with Arts Council support and lots of different partners in Brighton. And we performed at the Vaults in February, so we're really confident with that show and what it says and what it brings. And we just loved Operation Love Story for years, and we've been working with the writer to put on a new version, and it was just a real click together. So it's the first outing today of Operation Love Story.
So focusing on that one, what does working with the writer look and feel like?
Really good. She's a really funny lady, and some of the jokes in her first version that she did a few years ago were really relevant at the time, and now they're kind of like, still funny but not quite so clicking into politics and things now, so she's been reworking some of the jokes, just in contact with her to refine it and make it as tight as it can be.
Was she in the rehearsal room at all?
No, she wasn't. She lives in Berlin, so she was over emails. Yeah.
So you gave feedback by email and then got scripts back?
Yeah, definitely. Things that were working and, asking around and trying out the jokes and stuff.
And what characterises your style of directing?
I think that I really connect in with the performer and what their needs are and how they can improve and to work to connect directly with the audience, even if it's in an end-on theatre setting, and bring in interactive techniques and styles to make sure that it really is a connected experience between performer and audience rather than just sort of hitting the back wall.
So on the line between, very tightly directed and choreographed from you to devised collaboratively, where does it sit?
Much more on the devised collaboratively end of things, particularly with Stamp. Stamp is very much a group of artists brought together under my artistic direction and seeing what everyone brings. Operation Love Story is a more traditional directed piece with an actor.
You're not playing in what you might call brick theatres here, are you? So what are the particular challenges and virtues of playing at a space at the Warren?
The atmosphere is amazing. We've been really commenting on how it's come together over the last couple of days, because we were here early in the morning yesterday and it was definitely a building site, and then last night it just all sprung into action. It was quite magical. And it's just a focal point for everyone to come to and they get very excited about. And the team's amazing here. But I guess the challenges of the space itself is that it has just been built. We're going to be the first show performing in there. It's not been tried and tested. It's in no way soundproof. And we're on a roundabout. So we'll see what buses and ambulances come past and make the show more spontaneous.
But you can hear that sound. I mean, has it led to any even minor changes in the way that you're staging it?
It has, yes. So when we teched Operation Love Story this morning, we were bringing certain moments much, much closer to the audience, and we were just bringing their attention to the sounds around them at the beginning to get them to appreciate. Luckily, it's set in a city, so we can go, appreciate this noise as the kind of soundscape of the show around you.
Final question then. So what's going on for you towards first performance? Are you really nervous? Are you really excited? What's going on?
I'm really excited, actually, because I've been looking forward to putting on Operation Love Story for so long, and it's a play that I love so much. Stamp's a bit more unpredictable. My nerves will probably kick in for that after Operation Love Story goes up, because it's so improvised and it's all about sound cues and light cues and audience and the glitz and glamour of a game show.
Well, the ambulance siren in the background was not deliberately timed for asking if you were nervous or not, but looking forward to seeing both Stamp and Operation Love Story. Just give us the details.
Yeah, so Operation Love Story is today, tomorrow and Sunday at 4:45pm here in Studio 2 in the Warren. And Stamp is afterwards, so we run until Monday, 8:45pm. And then we're dotted through the month, so 21st of May, 3rd and 5th of June for Stamp as well.
Jessica Cheetham, thanks very much indeed.